This is a big news for Colorado. We are top contenders. We've got four bases right here in the state that are in the running to receive Space Command and host it here permanently. Can you, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the Space ISAC and how that is attached to National Cybersecurity Center and then your combined efforts to help bring Space Command here.
Yes, so the Space ISAC was conceived by the White House basically to address some challenges in information sharing gaps within the cybersecurity and the space community. And so it is a natural connection to connect the Space ISAC with the National Cybersecurity Center here in Colorado Springs, given that Colorado Springs is the headquarters for space and space command and control for our most critical infrastructure across the nation.
So we are basically space central for all branches of the military here, is that correct?
That's correct. And so that includes programs like GPS. The command and control system is run out at Schriever Air Force Base, and the military satellite communications infrastructure is also operated out of Schriever Air Force Base here in Colorado Springs.
What kind of effort has the NCC and the Space ISAC put into helping make us contenders?
So we've been working together for the last year to establish the Space ISAC and establish that here headquartered in Colorado Springs. Because the technical expertise and the cyber security expertise have been focused here for several years, and we've been working with the local community and the state community to enhance our investment in securing cyber and space assets out of this community.
All right. And if the Space Command is located here, what does it mean for the local economy?
This is a major impact for us. Because it means that major corporations are going to continue to headquarter and base their labor force right here in Colorado Springs. Just as Kratos, where I work, we just made a 20-year investment and engagement in our federal space headquarters to be in Colorado Springs. You will see other large corporations doing the same thing with this headquarters locally.
So we won't lose anything. We have a lot to gain. And are you of a mind to prognosticate? What do you think is going to happen?
My perspective is Colorado Springs is the only logical location for the headquarters of space operations. The infrastructure already exists here. The personnel exists here. The expertise already exists in this community. Every other community that is being considered cannot boast the broad capability to support our space infrastructure that Colorado Springs has.
And the most logical location, would it be in the mountain, so to speak, or would it be on Schriever or Peterson?
The most logical location would be at Schriever or Peterson Air Force Base. Both of those bases work very closely with each other. Today, where Air Force Space Command is at Peterson Air Force Base, and the infrastructure exists there, the operations centers for these satellite systems and space systems is already deployed at Schriever Air Force Base. So both of those locations make a tremendous amount of sense. And I came here and moved my family here in 1985 to work inside of Cheyenne Mountain. And so the infrastructure has been here for a very long time.
When do you anticipate the announcement will be made? I know right now the time frame is this summer, but can we narrow that down any at all?
I would expect that the announcement would be made before the end of August. And just from a timing standpoint with the new fiscal year from a government perspective, I would expect the announcement to be sometime in that time frame. They have a lot of work to do because they are going to assess the six different potential sites and making sure looking at the capabilities and the economic investment requirements that would be needed for a headquarters. And I am confident that at the end of that assessment, they'll find our community to be the ideal location.
Frank Baucus, president of the Space ISAC attached to the National Cybersecurity Center, we thank you for your time and we will certainly stay in touch with you. We look forward to more follow-up.
Thank you.